This is VOA News.
I'm Marissa Melton. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's socialist political alliance is claiming victory in Sunday's legislative elections and is set to gain control of the country's National Assembly. It's the last of Venezuela's branches of government where the opposition held sway. Pro-Maduro candidates received 67% of the votes cast, according to Venezuela's National Electoral Council. Voter participation came in at just over 30%. The opposition has accused Maduro of rigging the election. They've called on their supporters to boycott the vote. But the boycott did not dampen Maduro's mood. In a televised address, Maduro said, quote, "We have recovered the National Assembly with the majority vote of the Venezuelan people." More than 50 countries, including the United States, recognize National Assembly President Juan Guaido as the head of the South American nation rather than Maduro. Guaido declared himself the acting president of Venezuela in January 2019, but Maduro has not relinquished his office. Partial results in Romania's general election indicate the opposition Social Democrats won Sunday's vote with just under 30% of votes in both houses of parliament. The centrist liberals of Prime Minister Ludovic Orban came second with around 24% of votes for the two houses. The centrist alliance USR Plus won 15.4% of the votes. Orban is expected to be nominated by President Klaus Johannes to form a coalition government, even if final results show him slightly behind his political rivals. A government led by Orban would be welcomed by the European Union, which has been frustrated of years of efforts by a succession of leftist Romanian governments accused of trying to suppress the independence of the courts. That's the charge they deny. This is VOA News.